If you agree, I think we'll make a start. We have a quorum. Welcome, everybody. First of all, just before we move into the meeting, we have a special request from Mr. Moriarty of RTHK, who's sitting at the far end of the room, to actually sit in with us, if you like, rather than being banished to the viewing room, which is on a different floor. I have no strong views on this, nor does the Vice Chair, but I just think members ought to, if you like, consider whether you're comfortable with that. I see no reason why not. I think the only thing is we probably need to deal with it on a case-by-case basis, because if there was a whole host of attendees, we may not be able to fit them in the room, but I think on this occasion we could agree. Members, are you happy for Francis to sit in? I mean, he sits in here or he sits in downstairs, so I mean, it makes, in practical terms, it makes no difference. Happy? Francis, welcome. All right. Into the agenda then, we have apologies from Carlos Lowe, Paul Ho, Benjamin Cha, Eric Falk, and a late casualty, I'm afraid, is also Clement Kwok. So those are the apologies. We've had to do a bit of reshuffling on the agenda, people's busy calendars. Roger Tupper, who's going to be presenting or involved in one of the papers, has to leave fairly early, and so does Connie Lamb, who's going to be talking to us as well from the LCSD. So we'll advance their items to accommodate programs. And also representatives from the Environment Bureau and the Electrical and Mechanical Services Department have to leave us by 5. So again, we've had to shuffle things a bit. And unfortunately, HBF is the sufferer, if you like, in the sense that HBF is now towards the end of the afternoon. But I've talked to them and they're happy with that. Again, just on process, I've had a request from Paul Zimmerman to attend the meeting as observer. Winston Chu obviously represents the society and would speak and would comment on any papers, but Paul's asked to attend as observer. Again, this is quite common practice, I assume. People haven't got any objection to that. He'll do so, obviously, as an observer. He doesn't have the right to speak or vote, because Winston is the appointed party. Also, I'm delighted to welcome, if they're with us already, three co-opted members who are attending as observers, I think, for the first time. Stefan, Mr. Ho, and Vivian. Welcome to you, all three. Welcome. Welcome. Right, into the agenda proper. Item 1, confirmation of the minutes of the fourth meeting. These have been circulated, revised and recirculated. The revised version in your papers. Do members have any comments? I mean, just drawing your attention to one comment, which has been tabled by the Society. I don't know whether people have seen this in their papers. Minute 5-4, whether I think the Society have a question or a view. Winston, do you want to just mention this?
Thank you, Chairman. The question is tabled by Mr. Paul Zimmerman, who of course sits on the task force concerned with the new moon and this particular subject. Therefore, this question is really proposed by him, and I've taken the trouble of having it before you. It's quite a long question, and it's easier for you to read what the question is. Actually, the question relates to an amendment which was proposed by yourself, and I think he's seeking some clarification of your amendment, which is underlined.
Well, I mean, obviously, what you see underlined is a record of what I said. I mean, my view, and it was a view expressed by a number of the parties, is that this particular challenge, if you like, should be looked at on a comprehensive basis, on an integrated basis, and that in terms of any solution, even if there are proposals to enhance the waterfront, it should be addressed in an integrated manner, and those proposals should include a program, albeit it may be phase two, to address the sewage and other issues in the area. So I think it's quite clear what the underlying statement, I think, is quite clear what I meant and what I intended, that the works that are proposed by tourism should only be regarded as the first phase, and it was essential that they were considered as part of an integrated plan. So are you happy with that?
Yes, I think the question really is that a proper message should be sent to the Executive Council so that they should not preempt the ultimate planning and decision regard to the to what's being proposed. I think a meeting is being held by the IXCO quite shortly on this issue. Well, I think they should be made aware of what this commission feels.
Well, question for Secretariat. I think presumably these views that and the comments here will are part of the paper that's going to IXCO.
Thank you, Chairman. We will pass the views collected from the task force and the commission to the Tourism Commission for further action. The Chairman.
Tourism Commission here. Will you in turn relay them to IXCO? Please.
Thank you, Chairman. And if that's the request of this commission, we are happy to comply with the request of this commission.
I think it is. I see a lot of heads nodding. Can we deal with it that way? Then what is recorded here is passed to the Commission and also the clarification or the amplification, if you like, that I've given today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair.
Okay. Any other points on the minutes themselves? If not, let's move on then, if we may, to matters arising.